What do you see the next step in terms of prevention research?
Well, the P4 trial, which is going to take off from that, the plan is to compare raloxifene, which we consider to be the winner of the P2 trial, to an aromatase inhibitor. And I think they've settled on the name Stellar.
What happened to P3?
P3 was a colorectal prevention trial, which died with all the other celecoxib studies because of the cardiac effects of celecoxib. We actually, in the colorectal working group, talked about some possibilities for a new colon prevention trial. I think we need to settle on a number of things. Who are we going to study? Is it going to be secondary prevention in patients who've had colon cancer in the past? Is it going to be patients with familial colon cancer? And what are we going to look at? I think the agents we're interested in looking at are probably aspirin as a dose question, because there's some conflict as to whether high dose or low dose aspirin is a more effective way to reduce polyps and colon cancers, and statins, the lipid-lowering drugs.
How do you think it's going to play out in terms of prevention with the AIs? Of course, you already have a major study going on comparing tamoxifen and anastrozole and DCIS, where a lot of that is a prevention strategy. How do you think when it's all said and done, which maybe, who knows, 5-10 years from now, the AIs are going to fit in, if at all, with DCIS and prevention?
By extrapolating from the ATAC trials and from some of the trials where patients were switched over from tamoxifen to aromatase inhibitors, I think there's a significant likelihood that they will be more effective at preventing new cancers in high-risk women. I'm extrapolating from the contralateral breast cancers that occurred in those other trials. So I think that's a pretty exciting prospect. I think the other issue we need to look at is what are we going to do with the premenopausal women, because we're not really addressing them anymore. We're sort of stuck with tamoxifen for those women. Although, on the other hand, tamoxifen is not nearly as tough a drug to give to premenopausal women. They have less menopausal symptoms with it. They have less risk of endometrial cancer and less blood clots, as you pointed out. So it would be nice to have something with a better side effect profile for those women as well.